Chapter 3. For the rest, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me is not irksome, and for you safe. See to dogs, see to evil workmen, see to the concision. For we are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God, and boast in Christ Jesus, and do not trust in flesh. Though I have my trust even in flesh, if any other think to trust in flesh, I rather. As to circumcision, I received it the eighth day, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, persecuting the assembly. As to righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I counted on account of Christ loss. But surely I count also all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all, and count them to be filth, that I may gain Christ, and that I may be found in him, not having my righteousness, which would be on the principle of law, but that which is by faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God, through faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if any way I arrive at the resurrection from among the dead. Not that I have already obtained the prize, or am already perfected, but I pursue, if also I may get possession of it, seeing that also I have been taken possession of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not count to have got possession myself, but one thing, forgetting the things behind, and stretching out to the things before, I pursue, looking towards the goal, for the prize of the calling on high of God in Christ Jesus. As many therefore as are perfect, let us be thus minded. And if ye are any otherwise minded, this also God shall reveal to you. But whereto we have attained, let us walk in the same steps. Be imitators altogether of me, brethren, and fix your eyes on those walking thus as ye have us for a model. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is the belly, and their glory in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our commonwealth has its existence in the heavens, from which also we await the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour, who shall transform our body of humiliation into conformity to his body of glory, according to the working of the power which he has, even to subdue all things to himself.